This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member James. James is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hey, James, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Heather.
Good to hear. James, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
Sure. I haven't been investing for too long. I've been learning about the business for about 3 years. I got into it about 3 years ago reading one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, and have just been kind of trying to increase my financial IQ, as he put it in his book, for the last several years, and joined a Robert Kiyosaki's classes and started taking some classes. And I pulled the trigger on my first deal back in February in my hometown, foreclosure property. So I've just been doing this on the side, trying to build some cash flow, make some extra money. And so I really don't have too much of a background in investing yet. I do feel confident enough, though, to recognize a good deal when I see one, and to be able to act quickly whenever I need to.
Okay, so you're currently investing part-time. Is that correct?
Well, that was the plan originally. I got laid off from my job, so now it's a full-time job for me. I've got good enough cash flow to make ends meet right now, and we're just looking to build on that.
Okay.
So a good thing I had the cash flow, because without it, you know, getting laid off from work would be pretty tough.
Yeah. What inspired you to get started investing in real estate?
Well, it was really several years ago. I was about 25 years old, and I was not happy with my life, with my job, and most of that was derived from financial reasons. And so I decided to look into different investment strategies, different ways of making money, and that was a time when the economy was tanking and the housing market was tanking, and so I was just decided I needed to learn. And the Robert Kiyosaki book that I read, and subsequently I read two other ones after that, those are what really inspired me to and taught me how good real estate investing is. And that's what inspired me.
Okay, good. What are your favorite features on the website?
Well, as an investor who doesn't have a lot of money in the bank, one of the most exciting things, and ultimately what got me to sign up for the premium membership, was the private lending section. There are a ton of private lenders that are being added every day on there, and I've spoke with quite a few of them. And every one of them is different. Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually used one of those private lenders yet, but I know that it's nice to know that they are there, and I have that source should I need them.
Right. How many properties did you look at before deciding on the one that you purchased?
Well, I had decided to sign up for My House Deals maybe a month ago, and I began to look at property in the Houston, Dallas, and Central Texas area, and it was countless numbers. I since I do this full time, I couldn't tell you how many properties I looked at, and actually, pursued several before I bought this first deal. It was quite a few.
Okay, what made you choose this one? Was there something that stood out about it?
Yeah, in my years of learning the business and just constantly analyzing deals, running numbers on different deals, I have gotten pretty confident, like I said, at recognizing a good deal. And when I got on this, I searched the Dallas market for multifamily, and this property had just been listed the day before, and it was an 8-unit apartment complex listed at 165. And I thought, sounds like a pretty good deal. I looked at it, and whenever I saw that there were no repairs necessary, that it was rent ready. In fact, 7 of the 8 units were already rented out. I thought, you know, at first I thought there was a typo, and I immediately called the seller up and began to discuss it with her.
So your plans for this deal is to rent out the different units, correct?
Yes. I plan on holding onto this property for at least, at the very least, a year. Maybe, you know, maybe forever.
Right.
It just depends on the situation in the future.
Okay. When doing your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying how much you would charge in rent every month for the individual units?
Well, the seller had some leases for me, and each unit, the rent ranged from $495 to $550 in these 8 units.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were rented for $525.
Okay.
I got online and looked at other apartment complexes. Each unit was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, about 600 square foot. So I would look for apartment complexes that had 2-bedroom, 1-bath, close to 600 square foot units. And I called a couple of those that were really close by,
mm-hmm.
within a matter of actually a couple of blocks. And those rents were $525 at the bottom and up to about $575 at the top. So I knew that I was in at the bottom of the market at $525 and shouldn't have trouble keeping at that price, keep the properties, the turnover rate down, and keep them rented pretty easily.
Okay. How did you go about negotiating with the seller, and did you do anything in particular that helped you get a good price?
Since the price was already so great, I offered her asking price.
Okay.
Whenever I had called her the day after she had listed that property on My House Deals, she already had it under contract, and she made it very clear to me and the person who called her before me that this was a cash deal. The reason she dropped it so much, you know, she had her personal reasons that she explained to me, which I won't go into detail why.
Right.
But she wanted to be able to close in 7 days.
Okay.
And the guy that she had it under contract with, she said that she wasn't too confident that he had the cash. He said he did, and she was going to accept backup offers. So I went ahead and put in a backup offer at her asking price, and turned out she was right. He didn't have the cash. They terminated that contract, and I was next in line.
Good deal.
And got the property that way.
Okay. Did you do anything in particular to make the seller confident that you could actually close on the property?
She was a little bit leery because of the fact that she had just
dealt with the other
had
guy.
Had her contract for several days, yeah,
right.
and had to go through that. I was able to give her a proof of funds. I used a private investor. It wasn't one from My House Deals. It was one that I'd used before.
Mm-hmm.
And he had funds, and we were able to prove to her that we could close. So that was no problem, and she was very, very helpful throughout the whole process and eager to sell. So it went smoothly.
Okay. You mentioned that you're renting the property out. Do you have all the units rented currently? Were you able to rent them all out?
No,
no.
Not currently.
Okay.
Let's see, whenever I contacted her, 6 of the 8 units were rented. By the time we closed, 7 of the 8 units were rented. We, after the inspection, one of the units had a bed bug problem, and so we evicted that woman who had that problem, and then her next door neighbor said, "I'm out of here." So she moved out. And we treated that was done last Friday. The bed bugs have been eradicated, and we have since leased out one of those units that was vacated because of the bed bug problem. So right now we have 2 units that are still being They're still vacant. My property manager has a list of about 30-something phone numbers from people who have called on the previous owner's advertisement in the paper. So I'm hoping that my property manager will return those calls and find two good candidates out of those 30-something. And we should have those rented this week or next week.
Okay, good. Is your focus more on buying, fixing, and reselling, or is it going to be on buying and holding as rentals?
My long-term strategy is buying and holding as rentals, but since I was laid off on my job, my primary focus right now, the next deal that I'm looking to do, you know, unless it is something like this eightplex, it was just a great cash flow opportunity. But the next thing I'm looking to do is going to be buy, fix, and resell. I want to do a couple of those just to get some a little cushion in our bank account so that we could live comfortably off of that while we build our cash flow. But the cash flow is ultimately my end game. But the purpose, our personal situation right now, we would like to flip a couple of properties.
Okay. Do you mind sharing with us the purchase price and the monthly total rent that you're earning?
Sure. My the purchase price for this property was $165,000. The gross rental income when all eight units are rented is $4,200 a month. I've got quite a few expenses because I've got an interest only loan from a private investor for I've got a really great insurance policy on that. I've got a property manager. I've got some of the utilities that I'm working on. My plan on transferring those payments to the tenants. But right now, as it stands, I look to be cash flowing on the property about $2,000 a month.
Okay. James, what advice do you have or can you give to new investors that are just starting out from mistakes that you've made or things that you've learned along the way?
The most important thing about investing is first of all, you have to know how to recognize a good deal. And then once you do recognize it to be a good deal, you have to act quickly. That's why it's important to practice running the numbers, know what you're getting into, and be able to act quick, because good deals, good investors can recognize a good deal and they can act quick, and all the good ones go very fast. I've noticed that on just in 1 month on my house deals, I have called on many different potential rehab single family residences, and the properties that I thought were very good deals were usually off the market that day or the next day, you know, just kind of solidifying my punch there that they were a good deal. And then other deals where I thought, you know, this kind of looks like a good deal, I don't know if these numbers are too accurate, I would call, and then I'd call back and I'd call back. And some of these stayed on the market for over a week, and I realized, yes, those were not as good a deal. So the most important thing for new investors is to recognize the good deal, be able to act quick. And if you buy a property for the right price, the first step is getting it for the right price. If you buy it a good deal, then you have eliminated the bulk of the risk in investing in real estate, because you it now becomes a matter of how much money can you make, not, oh my gosh, I might lose money.
Right.
You know, it's all in the very initial, the very beginning steps that are the most important, and in my opinion. And so once an investor has mastered recognizing the deal, pulling the trigger quick and buying the deal, then I think everything from there, if you make a mistake, you're going to be able to weather those mistakes and learn how to maximize your profits after that.
Okay. Well, I think we have a lot of really good information here for newbie investors. And another thing that you were talking about knowing whether or not it's a good deal, With your Premium Elite membership, we also offer a deal review fax line. So say there's a member that, you know, a new investor that doesn't know exactly how to recognize whether or not it's a good deal or not, they can always fax those into us or email them to us, and we'll send those out. And that's available to you as well. So we'll just kind of give you feedback on, you know, the specs of the deal and all of that good stuff. I think we're done. Thank you so much for your time. And like I said, I think we've got some really good information here for other new investors.